Hi, and welcome to another demo of the AirPods from Apple. And in this demo, I want to show you a bit of an update that's been available for the AirPods for quite a while now, but I couldn't make up my mind whether it's part of the beta process or it's now been released, etc., etc. When I checked both my first set of AirPods and my second set, they were both updated to the current version, which allows you to do different things to your left or right AirPod when you're using them, which is quite handy. So the software firmware that I'm talking about is version 3.7.2, and of course the hardware firmware version is 1.0. So if you wanted to check your firmware before you actually have a look, you can always go, when the AirPods are connected, into settings, general, about, flick down to AirPods, double tap on that if using VoiceOver, of course, and you can check the software version, which I said is 3.7.2, and the hardware version, the ones that I'm using, is 1.0. Let's go and have a look at the different settings that you've now got for your left and right AirPods. I'm going to go and double tap on settings, and I'm going to flick through to Bluetooth.
David, airplane mode, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth,
and double tap on Bluetooth
settings.
And flick to the right.
Bluetooth. On. Now discoverable as David's iPhone. My device. Beats one.
And I'm just going to flick through to David's first AirPods.
More. Rails. More. Rail. More. Cams. More. Dave. More. Dave. More. David's second AirPod. More. David's AirPods first.
Okay, there's David's first AirPods. I'll flick to the right.
More info.
Double tap on more info.
More info. Bluetooth.
And I flick to the right.
David's AirPods first. Disconnect. Button.
Okay, so they're currently connected, so I could disconnect them.
Forget this device.
Forget button. This device. Now, just as you're wondering, how am I going to go through the next lot of stuff if the AirPods are actually not talking at the moment? You're hearing voiceover through my mixer. What I've done is, on the audio route on the rotor, I've chosen to go back to the iPhone rather than the external route. So that's why you're now hearing this dialog box through VoiceOver on the mixer, even though the AirPods are connected. All right, flicking to the right.
Name, David's AirPods first.
Button. And I'm going to come back to that naming your AirPods, because there's a new option in there now, I believe. It's a new option.
Double tap on AirPod.
And here we go. Double tap on AirPods, and we've now got
left, play slash pause.
Left button. And flick to the right.
Right, play slash pause.
And button. Right. Now, I've changed mine to be play pause on both. On my second set of AirPods, the default setting appeared to be Siri on both. So I'm going to change the right one to do something else. So I'm going to double tap on the right one.
Right. David's AirPods first. Back button.
And flicking to the right.
Right. Heading.
Of course, the heading is right, as in right AirPod. Flicking to the right again.
Siri.
So here's our normal choices. Siri, which is currently not selected.
Selected. Play slash pause.
Play pause, which I've currently got selected.
Next track.
Next track.
Previous track.
Previous track. So keep in mind, you could have your left AirPod as previous track and your right AirPod is next track if you wanted to. Now flicking to the right.
Off.
And off. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to change
next.
Mine.
Select Siri.
To Siri.
Selected. Siri.
I'm going to do a two-finger scrub to go back.
Bluetooth. Back. David's AirPods first. Disconnect. Forget this name.
Now, David's remember AirPods I said I'd show first. You something button. Else in the name option, so double tap on that one.
Text field.
And if I flick to
David's
the right,
clear text, switch to default layout.
We've
button.
Got an option that says switch to default layout, which means if you've mucked around with too many of its settings and you're confused, you can reset the AirPods back to default settings. All right, so that's enough for that name. Bit. I'm just going to press my home button to come
settings.
Out of that altogether and go back to settings
double
on
tap to open.
My home screen. It's going to lock my phone anyway. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to take the AirPods off because I'm currently wearing them. And because I've got automatic ear detection turned on, I'm just going to pop them back in my ears now. And I've got the traditional voomp sound. Now, you're not going to be able to hear this, but I'll just describe what's happening. So I'm going to double tap my left AirPod, and I should get my audible book starting to play. One finger double tap. Yep, and it's now playing. And of course, if I do a double tap again on my left AirPod, it's going to stop the book from playing. That's play pause. And then my right AirPod now is no longer play pause. It's now using Siri. So if I double tap now, What is the time? Okay, so I got the traditional double beep after I double tapped on the AirPod to let me know that Siri was active. I then asked the time. Then I had a confirmation double beep to let me know that he or she, in this case she, was processing. And then I got the time and good evening, David. And of course, if I double tap my left AirPod again, start my book playing, which it is now, one finger double tap. What date is it today? So I'm now receiving the date from Siri, and if I wait a couple of seconds, my audiobook will resume, which it has right now. That's actually quite a handy way to use your AirPods to have your left AirPod at one setting and your right AirPod another setting. So I'm just going to one finger double tap to stop my book from playing while I'm talking. So that completes this demo of setting your left and right AirPods to do separate things. And just remember, as I said, the software firmware that I'm talking about in this demo is version 3.7.2, and you can go and check it in settings, general, about AirPods and software version. Anyway, that'll do me for this demo, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.